the music to come.
Ha! Ha! Mr. Robert!
Off you go, horse. Oof. Tired? A hard day with the 12-tone Germans. Then call to Madame Callas for a chat. You know what's your name? My bad eyesight alone made for effective touches in performance. Those sudden reeling backward, half a swoon in Tosca Act 2, causing hearts to stop, came from when I stumbled on a prop in dress rehearsal. Little things like that. Now tell me, Tom, Dick, you're returning soon as a composer. Interesting. You will write for the stage. You don't say. Wonderful, with a good part for me? Ah, I forget. Once and for all, it's here that one retires, making night glimmer with short-sighted tears. This relieves us. Since the fair at 9, there's been no mention of your music, Robert. Much of it over your heads, I fear, and mine. Even as we talk, I'm separating the tones in a double glissando. A full year could be devoted to each one's least vibrations. Then exams compose 500 variations on 3 notes. G, A, D, say, ring in my mind, and must be linked first to their frequencies in Western music, Schumann, Bach, Josquin. Then to vibes of color and emotion, G minor, a blue-green sublimity. Why only 3 notes? 3 for those of us who share the Western, oh well, genius, is, as we know, nearly unbreakable mold. A, B, A, or major, minor, major. DJ, but Schoenberg, yes, he grasped the mold-breaking idea, yet left us with the old. Innovation only strengthened it, while many a listener clawed his chair and prayed, let, oh, let the lid fall on that hand. Steinway collapse and break those wretched knees. Put, oh, put an end to that career. The prayer's been answered. Now, sir, if you please, I'll use the instrument. First lesson, dear Mr. X, there are these things called keys. He talks a while about the music, the kind of music they want him to write. We notice, however, that the cup is moving in a rather slow, sad way, and remark that it is an awesome task to undertake. A lonely one. I don't rush off with glad cries like our friends. I shan't like them belong to Queen Mum's crystal set. Then, too, you see, a deep breath, I'm to be crippled. Dear God, why? Why not? Confined and slightly set apart, slow to love, forced to get on with it, make sense of it, make my report to God. Robert, from birth? Yes, joining the club, foot. But hasn't modern surgery by now? Please, I've to reject too many bone implants before the doctors let me be. At least a fine Byronic head. This time, dear Mr. Robert, no distractions. Who wants love must earn it, so my slight melancholy. But I'll get out of gym. Miss Jane. Plus 2 doting parents, Mr. R. And oh, that shy, fond sister. No marriage for her. No, no. There she'll be, tapping at your studio. Such an attractive setup out in a barn. Brother dear, your lunch? Forgive me, lads, but time is pressing. If not here, below in the red matrix. Go, we understand. You will see me next through a faint haze. 5 ceremonies on as many days begin tomorrow, after which, alas, down to earth I spiral like a leaf who'd gladly stay. But no, fond as I am of uni, one cannot say nay to life.
Sirs, he was laughing when he left. Trot in there, uni, and try following that act. Sirs, Mr. R is my shepherd. When he speaks, my world goes green. He shows me skills. Shall I say a poem?
One of yours. Dear creature, by all means.
I stand each day by the schoolroom door from which came murmurings before. I stand and wake to greet our friends, and summer ends, and summer ends.